People who have witnessed a there's not going to be a wedding moment following a bachelor slash bachelorette party. What went down? One of my best friend's wedding was cancelled when he learned she slept with a stripper after her bachelorette party. Like 3 days after. He is happily remarried now with a kid. Worst part was that it was a destination wedding slash honeymoon and he couldn't get a refund. So we all went anyway, and he was super depressed the whole time. His family was all there too. Obligatory not me. I worked at a music venue in the Detroit area that was also a popular wedding reception location. Came into work 1 week in the fall, when pretty much every weekend is booked solid with weddings, and noticed Saturday was open, no one scheduled. Talked to the wedding planner, she tells me the groom cancelled. Ot. Talked to wedding planner's younger brother, who was our head bar back. He tells me that the groom, excited for the wedding, left work at lunch on Friday, bought a nice bottle of wine, and headed home to surprise his bride-to-be. Except, he was the one in for a surprise, as he walked into his new house, to hear sounds coming from their bedroom. He walked in to find his bride in bed with another man. His dad. We tried to talk him into doing a big fuck you party, because we'd never fill the space and there was no refund, but he declined. A week before his wedding, a friend of mine walked in on his dad having sex with his fiancé. The next day, in a fit of rage, he trashed their room, and in the process, found explicit love letters between his recently married best friend and best man in her underwear drawer. The letters were as recent as the past week. The wedding was cancelled. Whenever I ran into him at a bar, I made sure he never had to buy his own drinks. While working the night before a wedding at a hotel, the staff and I heard a loud scream from upstairs. Cue the bride screaming and sobbing, shouting the wedding's off, while storming out the place, followed by the groom stark bollock naked covering his nether regions with his hands apologizing profusely. Turns out she caught the mother of the bride and the groom shagging. Safe to say we had an easy shift the next day as we didn't have a wedding to cater for. My friend had been with his fiance of 8 years when she got pregnant. Fast forward 8 months and we decide that, because they are basically common law married, we need to throw him a bachelor party. So we go to the nearest big city and he's abused by strippers and we are all quite drunk when he gets the call that his fiance is in labor. None of us is in any state to drive. We end up calling a cab and paying over $300 to get him to the hospital as soon as possible. My friend is stumbled down drunk when he walks into the delivery room smelling like strippers, with a dick drawn on his face and covered in glitter. I was positive that was the end. They've been married 7 years and just had their second child last week. My cousin runs a popular upscale marriage venue and always tells the story way better than this, so here is a rough overview. The groom's mom was a heavy drinker and got belligerent when she drank, so understandably the bride wanted the groom to try to limit her drinking. The afternoon before the wedding, the bride arrives to see groom's mom smashed with the groom himself giving her beers. Next thing my cousin knows, she was there to oversee preparations. The bride and groom are in a straight up fist fight, which leads to an Anchorman style street fight between members of both families in the parking lot. Apparently they recently scheduled a new day for it. I can't imagine the tension there. I used to work at an upscale wedding venue. 2 weeks before a huge, expensive wedding, the groom's father dies, so they ask us to turn the wedding into a funeral instead. They were a lovely couple, and it was really awfully sad when it happened, but I still use it as my go-to answer for describe a time when you delivered outstanding customer service type questions in job interviews. Sorry. Sister of the groom chatted with the sister of the bride. Just casual conversation, but it came to light that almost 100% of what the bride had said besides her name was a complete lie. Sister of the groom calls him up and says he really needs to figure out if this is right. A few fights and some long thinking later, the groom leaves her and leaves town. It got worse though. Turns out pretty much all the bride's friends had been lied to as well. They all stopped talking to her. There's a story that goes around. I can't vouch for the truth of it or not. Call it an urban legend. First of all, if you've never been to a Jewish wedding, the way it goes is, first they have the reception, with the bride and groom in separate rooms, then the ceremony, then family goes away to sit for pictures, while the guests sit down to eat, then the bride and groom come in, and the dancing starts. In between the ceremony and the pictures, though, is what's called yichud, which doesn't really translate, but it approximately means isolation together. The bride and groom lock themselves in a room, and are observed by two reliable witnesses outside the door, to have stayed therein long enough to have consummated the marriage. Although nobody actually does it there, it's considered deckless. This is what actually solemnizes the marriage. Well, one of three things. The other two are signing a marriage contract, called a ketubah, and transfer of a piece of chattel property, traditionally a ring, though it can be other things, from the groom to the bride. So, after the yichud, the bride comes out and announces, "Sorry everyone, the wedding's off. We'll be getting a divorce, and we are returning all the gifts. Except for the bedroom set, where I caught my new husband trying it out with my sister last week." So, there are far worse stories here in this very thread. What makes this one noteworthy? Well, think about this. She knew about the episode before the wedding. Why'd she go through with it? Because under Jewish law, if you've once been married to a woman, even after divorcing her, you aren't allowed to marry her sister at any time, until your first wife has died. By going through with the ceremony, she in effect, locked her sister out of ever being able to get together with her soon-to-be ex. Bachelor party in Vegas. Bachelor hooks up with a girl, gives her his cell phone number, so they can continue the party that night. Bride-to-be is sitting at home with the iPad getting all of the messages from the girl. She cancelled the wedding that day. I'm a musician. I work on an infamous street for drunken revelry and debauchery. One night, a bachelor party came in around the same time as a bachelorette party. The show I work with does special things like funny songs for special events, so I bring them both up at the same time to do something special. In the middle of this, on stage, they start making out. And they do not stop. I finish my routine as best I can, and get them off stage. Later, as I'm looking around the audience, my eye catches on them again. They're in the back corner just going at it, while their respective parties hang out up near the front of the stage. And they are really getting into it. Hands down pants and upskirts. At some point they disappear. I take a break and head to the restroom. It's locked. I hear a woman screaming from within. Not moaning, not saying, screaming fuck me harder. I sit in the lounge area outside the bathroom for about 10 minutes. The bachelor and bachelorette come out, looking a bit disheveled, but not too bad. They see me, and immediately want to chat. For some reason, people always want to get to know the musicians here. There's curiously no guilt on them at all. I have to piss like a racehorse, but this is too good to pass up. Come to find out, they both are getting married to other people, but know each other from having lived in the same small town of about 5,000 all their lives. They ran into each other for the first time since high school graduation at our bar, and old feelings emerged that neither had ever attempted to act on. They don't stay long, and as they leave I hear the bachelor say, "I have my own room. Let's go there." The rest of the party stays till the show is over, partying hard and having fun. Possibly the best bachelor slash bachelorette parties I've had. Usually bachelor parties get too drunk and bachelorette parties devolve into crying fits and arguments. In a hoe, I wind up seeing the bachelor and bachelorette together at our bar, and out in the street every night for 4 nights. Always holding hands and or getting frisky. They came back a little over a year later. They got married here in our town to each other instead of who they were engaged to that fateful night. Most of their respective bachelor slash bachelorette show up for the event. With this story, I always feel torn. Did I participate in the destruction of two relationships, or did I facilitate the meeting of two soulmates? Not me or anyone I know personally, but in Detroit there's an AM radio show called Dave and Chuck the Freak. The show is pretty much what you expect, dick and fart jokes mostly. But they had a question to the listeners one morning on this exact topic. The story went that the caller had gotten super drunk at his bachelor party and some of his groomsmen sodomized him with liquor bottles and took photos. The caller had even stated that he brought this up to his fiancée and she basically said, "Get over it and don't ruin my big day." Needless to say, having this info out on the Metro Detroit radio waves caused quite a backlash against the groomsmen and fiancée, even ending in some kind of legal battle, if I recall. Anyway, the caller received very positive support from the community to cut it off with his fiancée. There was even a trending hashtag on Twitter for a while after. Friend invites me to his wedding. He and fiance are fairly poor, have lived together for years. They're both semi-disabled, his is PTSD, hers is physical, and on fixed incomes, and live in a somewhat expensive area. They have 3 gift registries, Target, Masses, Crate and Barrel, and a huge invite list, over 300 friends/family members. All the stuff on the registries is standard stuff like towels, coffee cups, flatware, etc. Anyway, people fly out, get ready for wedding. 2 days before wedding, his bachelor party and friend gets drunk, and admits that she's not really his fiance. They are just roommates and they have no intention of getting married, they just needed the stuff. They're going to cancel the wedding tomorrow, and keep all the gifts. Had to protect him from getting his ass kicked by about 24 people. Then had to have the fiance come clean to everyone, since he was too hungover. They ended up returning most of the gifts to people, but a surprising number of people let them keep the gifts. As his grandfather said, if you needed these things that badly to lie like this, you must have been very desperate. I had a buddy whose fiance slept with a male stripper at her bachelorette party. He found out, but wasn't totally irate about it. They had a pretty open relationship, and flirted all the time with other people. Anyways, a couple days before their wedding, he got drunk, and slept with one of his fiance's friends. He told her what he did, and they both basically said truce, and got married. 8 years later, they're happy with 2 kids. It's weird though, cause the friend that he banged still hangs out with all of us. No one really talks about it. True story, man. Buddy's bachelor party. Bachelor got super wasted, and the fob was shocked, and did not know the well-mannered/polite young man marrying his daughter was in his eyes a raging alcoholic. The bachelor got so drunk, he began to let some secrets slip about his relationship with the bride. The fob was a bit old school in his thinking. The bachelor let the following slip. His daughter was basically living with him, since junior year of college, and her apartment in college was for show for the fob. Even though he is drinking a lot, his future wife can outdrink him 2-1. His future wife has cute tattoo on her inner thigh, and that all his/her friends had seen it when they went skinny dipping at the fob's lake house. We had a massive graduation party at his lake house when him and his wife were in Europe for 2 weeks. The bride is into some kinky stuff. That drew the line. The fob declared there would not be a wedding. Where has he gone wrong raising his daughters? Then he said his life is F**ked. He has 4 daughters total, and this was his oldest, and who he considered his best behave. After the wedding at the reception, the newlyweds took forever to show up. They were nearly an hour late. When they did arrive, they were arguing loudly the entire time. They got introduced, and we all clapped as per tradition, and they sat down at the main table in a half. Sometime between the appetizer and the main course, the argument started again. The groom stormed off, and my girlfriend and I were nosy, so we went to see what was up. He ended up in the hotel lobby on his cell phone. We thought nothing of it, and we were about to go back, when the wife shows up still obviously in her wedding dress, and continues to ream him out. Now for the first time, we can hear what the argument is about. He had invited his ex to the wedding. She showed up to the ceremony, and that threw the bride off. Apparently also, he had cheated on the new wife with the ex-girlfriend several times, with the last time being only about a month prior to the wedding. Additionally, the ex/girlfriend/mistress was on her way to come pick up the new husband to take him away from the new bride, cause she was acting crazy. According to the groom, after a couple minutes of watching this train wreck of an argument, a shitty rust bucket sedan shows up with the ex-girlfriend in it. The groom gets into the car with his ex, or whatever the fuck she is, and they drive off. Last words went to the bride though, who screamed at him as he tore off, "Well, I guess I'm going to go back to fucking your brother then, you asshole." So, they're no longer married now.